The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In White News Desk, after speculation about swelling in President Donald Trump's legs, his White House physician says the president is suffering from chronic venous insufficiency. Dr. John LaPook is chief medical correspondent for CBS News.
When the muscles of your legs contract, they pump the blood up against gravity. And what stops it from falling back down is a series of one-way valves. As you get older, those valves become weakened, the blood falls back down, and then you can get varicose veins, you can get swelling of the leg.
Yeah, I think they released a lot of detailed information about the president's general health, and that seems to be the only issue right now.
T.J. Watt has a three-year contract extension before training camp opens, and instead of what happened the last time negotiations bogged down.
And I don't think the Steelers want to deal with those situations again, and maybe that's part of it too, why they were able to lock him up, a little less than a week before they actually all get out to St. Vincent College.
Just minutes ago, that's Brian Batko, the sports writer with Larry here on the Big K Morning Show.
Yeah, he's on the Steelers beat, so he's been in tune. And when we look at all of the changes the Steelers have made in the offseason, it promises to be at very least exciting, especially with the signing of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's Watt now the highest paid defender in the NFL. He's averaging $41 million a year. So the 20th annual Kecksburg UFO Festival is this weekend, Larry, and the organizers say they'll have an update about that 1965 incident, but they wouldn't say much more than that.
We're going to talk to the expert in this. He's been featured in documentaries, Stan Gordon, coming up in our 8 o'clock hour. And this is more than just, if people think, UFOs, there is something to this, and they are promising, after all these years, 1965, they have something new.
I got to say that if we have a favorite parlor game in the United States, in our American culture, it's the conversation that we've been having now since the 1950s about UFOs. I mean, there was hardly a time in the 1950s when there wasn't a movie running in some theater somewhere about some strange UFO encounters. And I remember listening to UFO conspiracy theories when I was growing up in Montana, that the aliens were interested in the Malmstrom Air Force Base nuclear missile range.
Well, if you've ever been to parts of the Mond, you've seen the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Wow, that used to be a scary movie for me back when I was little.
It's funny. I saw a clip from that not too long ago, and the creature is so bad.
Oh, yeah.
That it's funny. Yeah. But back in the day,
it was very convincing. Yeah.
Well, here's the difference between UFOs. So people make a distinction. It's unidentified flying object. That doesn't mean it's extraterrestrial.
Ooh.
Exactly. So there is speculation that this thing in Kecksburg, which...
Well, I mean, maybe they've identified it. Who knows? That's what they're going to see on Sunday.
Would you say 7 states in Canada reported seeing a fireball the night of December 9th, 1965, that ended in Kecksburg? Why couldn't it have been some Russian... whatever military thing they were working on?
Or, as I saw just this week on one of the network newscasts, somebody has uncovered a giant hunk of Mars, a meteorite that wound up here on Earth. And I don't know how they know it's from Mars. I'm sure that the scientists have figured it out by its composition. But they had a picture of this gigantic thing sitting here. Maybe it was something like that, a meteorite of some kind. Who knows?
34 pounds, I think that...
That was a big hunk of change, right?
It is if it hits you on the head. I mean, coming from Mars, and why would a meteorite be coming from Mars? I don't know.
That's a good question. Maybe something hit Mars so many billions of years ago or whatever and knocked off a hunk and it came here.
So we're going to find out what went on in Kecksburg in 1965. Now, what's next? We got to find out when the Bigfoot Festival is, and that's another Pennsylvania But you must think about this,
now,
guys.
Now, Bigfoot was a big deal in Montana, by the way.
Well,
I mean, there were a lot of Bigfoot sightings up in the hills at that time.
That in Marionville, PA, the Forest County Bigfoot Festival was in June, so we missed it. I think we talked to that guy, Aaron, didn't we? the guy that was running the Bigfoot Festival?
That does ring a bell. It had to have been early last year.
And I think it's fair to say that Bigfoot pretty much unseated the abominable snowman, you know, as the creature that's been spotted but never proven.
Well, it just dawned on me. There's a Bigfoot camping adventure in Farmington. I'm just thinking to myself, if you're outside of Pennsylvania here, and people in Pennsylvania, they got that Groundhog Day, they got the Bigfoot Festival, and now the UFO Festival.
I mean, what are people to think, that the outsiders who are looking in?
What's going on in Pittsburgh? Yeah.
What are we doing?
What about these people? They talk funny, and look what they're doing for fun.
I seen him, man. I seen that Bigfoot.
Sick. The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.